Good afternoon. I'm Jill Sheridan with WFYI News headlines at 4:32. Advocates for battered women say they are running out of shelter space for victims and their children because of an increase in domestic violence and cuts in federal funding. The Indianapolis Star reporting shelters are overflowing in Marion County and that some are being forced to put women who are in emergency situations on waiting lists. Indiana labor unions gathered outside the offices of Senators Dick Lugar and Dan Coats today to protest their stances on Congress's budget debate. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports.
The small crowd organized by union activists included veterans, seniors, and students, all of whom voiced their opposition to potential cuts to programs like Social Security, Medicare, and Pell Grants. Union activist Mike Biscar says he came to the rally because he wanted to show support for fellow union members as they send a message to Coats and Lugar.
And if we are not increasing the debt limit, as we've done every year forever, then, you know, I think they're making their decisions based on what's best for the Republican Party and fighting the Democrat, President Barack Obama, and not what's best for working people in Indiana.
A spokesperson for Senator Lugar says he is focused on doing what's best for the American economy, including raising the debt ceiling, and is relying on the president and congressional leadership to find a compromise that works for all sides. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith.
The Marion County Public Health Department is hosting its 11th annual Back to School Family Day tomorrow. The event will feature free backpacks loaded with school supplies, and John Aldhart says kids can also get needed immunizations.
Each child who's immunized will receive a record of the vaccinations they required during the Covering Kids Back to School Day.
Right now, partly cloudy skies and 93 degrees for WFYI News.